Hello, everyone. My name is Sparky. I am a gratefully recovering human. And after over 4 years in program, I've chosen that descriptor intentionally. I am grateful. I am grateful to have this disease of compulsive eating because it's brought me closer to my higher power, as well as it's brought me friends into my life. And I am recovering. Some people say that they're recovered. That word sounds too much like cured to me, and it's just my personal preference. But it reminds me that every day I need to take steps one, two, and three again. I wake up in the morning, and somehow overnight I forget that I'm a compulsive eater. So I have to reacquaint myself with the first three steps every morning of, and basically, we learn that that's I can't, God can. I think I'll let him. And and then I am a human. And I think that's perhaps the most important thing that this program has taught me. I am human, so I'm going to make mistakes. In my childhood, it kind of felt like mistakes weren't allowed, and nobody taught me how to handle it when I made mistakes. And so I still struggle with that, but I refer to myself as a human, and I, of course, hold myself to a higher standard than I would ever hold anyone else to, but I'm a work in progress. I did join this program originally in 2014. I live in a small town in Wisconsin. We had a very small meeting. There was one person who had significant weight loss, and I remember showing her before picture, and then she was, super skinny now, and she talked about her food, and she was all like, "Oh my goodness, I have to," and all the stuff she did, and it's terrified me, and I knew I wasn't ready. I wasn't ready to give up the food. But I think my higher power was planting that seed. I feel when I came into that first meeting, and I remember it very well, typical church area, and there were chairs around and a couch, and the couch had its back to me. And I feel like as I walked into that room, my higher power was sitting there, kind of with his arms stretched out on the couch, looked over the sho his shoulder at me and said, "Yep, I've been waiting for you. I knew you'd get here eventually." And I felt it was such a relief to have to know that I wasn't alone in my relationship with food, because I'd always felt there was something wrong with me, that I just, I couldn't stop eating. I always felt like I was too big. Even, from a small age, I remember in like kindergarten, and my mom took me to buy new clothes for the school year, and I wore size 6X. And to this day, I don't know what that means in little kids' clothes, but I got the feeling that it was there was something wrong about it. And my mom didn't mean for that to happen. My parents were older. I think they had thought that they were at grandchild age. They were 45 and 55 when I was born. I have sisters who are 14, 20, and 22 years older than me. I have a nephew who's 2 years younger than me. I grew up in, is there, does a perfect family exist? I don't think so. But, there wasn't a, outright abuse in my family, but I was alone a lot. My parents had friends that were their age who didn't have children. So I would stay home alone a lot, and I was alone with the food. And as long as I didn't take the last of anything, it was okay. I learned that pretty quickly. And but if my mom went to somewhere, and wanted to, had a hankering for something and it was all gone, then I was in trouble. But as long as I didn't take the last of it. So I'm pretty sure my mom had this disease, but was had no clue about anything to do about it. She died when I was 13 because she didn't take care of herself. She was only 59. I am 57 now and intend to live well beyond 59. But my grandparents had died like in their 50s as well, and I think my mom just kind of resigned herself to that, and I'm choosing not to do that thanks to this program. I suffer from depression, and that was how, in a roundabout way, how I found out about OA. I had some health issues and ended up in a nursing home for a stint of some rehab. And one of the occupational therapists said, I think you might have depression. And I really didn't even know what that fully meant. This was about in 2007. And so she made a referral for the doctor who came there to come and take a look at me. And he agreed and so put me on some meds for that, which just somebody telling me that there was a reason for how I felt, that there wasn't something wrong with me. Because when my mom died, my sister became my legal guardian, and she's 20 years older than me. And while we are very alike in some ways, we are also very different. And she's the type of person I just envisioned that, like, say you're laying in bed and you look up at the ceiling and there's a light burnt out. My sister would immediately get up out of bed, change that light bulb, and then go on with her day. I would look up at the ceiling and say, oh, well, there's five light bulbs up there. One of them's burnt out. I'm not going to do anything about it until at least three of them are out because I can still see. And that's just my approach to life and, good, bad, or otherwise. But I don't think my sister ever understood why I am the way I am. And, so I felt like there was something wrong with me. And when this doctor said, we have medicine that can help you, it was such a relief. And I think I started feeling all better almost immediately. But along with that was a referral to a therapist. And ultimately the therapist and I were talking, and I've been overweight, well, since probably, it started really badly in my 30s, and I think that's when I started having the did the overweight come first? Did the depression come first? I don't know. But I was alone, and food was my friend. And because I was alone, I could eat in private. But then I knew that I was overweight, so then I felt bad, and I was lonely, so then I ate, and the catch 22 of that situation. And I had a job. I had gone to college and got a degree in education and taught for 2 years. And the first year it didn't work out. And I'm like, okay, that's okay. I went back to school and was going to do something else. And then I'm like, did I really give teaching a try? So I did it, went a second time and was in actually in Southern California, almost in Mexico. And 3 quarters of the year way through the school year, I got fired. And that phrase, those who can't do teach, what do you think of yourself if you can't teach? The logical expression of that. And so that's kind of when, my depression really kicked in. So I see this therapist, and I obviously have a problem with weight. And she said, well, they do have, like Weight Watchers, Jenny Craig, whatever. And I said, well, I don't have money. And now today I can be honest that I didn't have money for pay and weigh programs because I was spending all my money on food. But if I'd stopped spending the money on the food, I probably would have lost weight and wouldn't have needed the yeah. But we all know that it's not that simple. People who say, well, just stop eating that. Yeah, okay, yeah, why didn't I think of that? So my therapist said, well, there's this thing called OA and it's free. And I'm like, okay. So it took probably 2 years before I finally was like, okay, I'll go to a meeting. And I went, and I had that experience of, my higher power was kind of waiting there for me. But there was really nobody in that program, that in that meeting, that was really working a program. So I think it was just giving me an opportunity to get familiar with what 12-step programs are about. So then that was in 2014. I stopped going to the meetings. Then COVID happened, and I was left alone with food again, and really left alone. And I gained weight, and my as near as I can tell, my highest weight was 371. And I went to my doctor's office, and he looked at me, and he's like, and he had been so kind and so understanding. And I said, yeah, I'm trying. And he's like, yeah, I'm really sorry, but I have to put you on meds for diabetes because your numbers are. And that was in February of 2021. In June of 2021, I went to an online Zoom OA meeting, which I still attend that meeting pretty regularly. It's a speaker meeting, happens 7 days a week. And I made, as from when I went to that meeting, I just felt like maybe something can change. And so I started going and slowly became friends with the people in the meeting, because I still thought, yeah, if these people really knew me, they wouldn't like me. But that whole let us love you till you can love yourself thing sounded appealing. It's like, okay, well, so I about a month in, I found a sponsor, started working with my sponsor. I actually have a male sponsor, which took me by surprise because I haven't known a lot of, haven't had a lot of male relationships in my life. But this person is, I have sisters. This is the big brother I never had. And he's an only child, so I give him the treat of having an annoying little sister. But I've been working with this person for 4 years now, and it has literally changed my life. I, after a while, I was like, you know, these people say they like me, and they can't all be making this up. Maybe I'm the one that's wrong, that maybe I am better than I think I am. And for a long time in my life, I simply wanted to go to sleep and not wake up. I wasn't suicidal. I would have never done anything to take my life. But I heard somebody refer to overeating as suicide on the installment plan. And that's kind of what it is, when I had gained that much weight. But that year was also my doctor retired at the end of that year. And I February he put me on the meds. June I went to the meeting. Then I started getting some abstinence, getting some traction. So by the end of the year, I had lost probably about 50 pounds. And a year later, I ended up with a different doctor who took me off that medication because I didn't need it anymore. I still have weight to lose before I reach my goal weight. And ironically, a month ago, July 24th, which is actually the four-year anniversary of when I started working with my sponsor, I started going to the gym. And I had a really strange experience where my laptop got wet, and somebody, I didn't know what to do because I do a lot of service. And somebody got a random call from a fellow in program who asked me to do some service for them because they were stuck in a traffic jam. And this is the way my higher power works. This person randomly called me, and I'm like, I would love to help you out, but seriously, 2 hours ago, my laptop took a bath. I can't help you. So this person then is like, you know, I have a spare laptop that's just sitting in my closet. If I can get it up and working, I'll send it to you. So this person sent me a laptop completely free of charge. And then she called me. That happened on Friday. On Sunday, she called me and she's like, so how's your physical program going? And I'm like, because, emotionally and spiritually, those legs of my stool are super strong, and I'm really proud of that. But physically, I struggle. And I've been praying for willingness because I think the key is to God, give me the willingness to be willing to whatever. And so I was honest with her. I'm like, eh. And she said, you know, I think I for my problem is that I forget that I like to exercise. And I thought about that and I'm like, nah, don't think that's my problem. I think I just don't like to exercise. But that was on Sunday. I thought about it, kind of percolated in my head. That Tuesday morning, I woke up and in my time with my higher power, I was like, man, this person is just sending me this laptop completely free of charge. And honestly, when the water hit the laptop, I was just like, okay, God, how are you going to get me out of this one? Because I was scheduled to do service the next 3 days. I had to call and, you know, and I this time, for the first time, I didn't beat myself up about it. I was just like, yeah, I'm really sorry. This is going to inconvenience some people, but y'all are going to have to cover for me because I can't afford to replace it, can't afford to get it fixed or anything. So that Tuesday, I'm talking to my higher power and I'm like, how can I pay this back? You know, and it occurred to me that I could start going to the gym. And I had a gym membership, I just hadn't been using it. So it was that Thursday, which was July 24th, which was the 4th anniversary of when I had started working with my sponsor. Total, you know, not a co I don't believe in coincidences, but totally unplanned. But on that day, I started going to the gym, and I've been going now 4 or 5 times a week for the past 5 weeks. And in a couple of weeks, I have an in-person retreat. I'm actually going to 3 in-person retreats, have had the blessing of being able to do this over the next 2 months. And I want to be able to participate. So I've lost some weight. My legs are getting stronger. That time when I was in the nursing home, I was in a wheelchair and I lost a lot of strength in my legs and then really didn't work at getting it back. So now I'm starting to get stronger. In the past year, I added another fellowship to my regimen, and this fellowship has, because I could understand, you know, I have a disease, and yeah, food was my first drug of no choice and everything, but this other fellowship helped fill in a few of the blanks and talked about my childhood. And it's like, yeah, my family was pretty different. And so I had things that I felt that I couldn't completely understand why. And this other fellowship helped with that. So in this past year, I have start learned to accept myself, to love myself, and to realize that I am a really good person and the world is better without with me in it. Because for the longest time, I really thought I would just be doing a people a favor if I just go to sleep and not wake up. And I kind of prayed for that. And I believe now my higher power was like, nope, I've got a job for you and you need to do it. And so he saved me. And then, you know, my sponsor, whenever we finish talking, he always says, blessings on your day. And that's just what he's always done, I guess. And about a month into, I started having these things happen and I'm like, what? And I just suddenly felt very blessed. And I didn't put the two and two together, but I believe that, you know, by praying for the willingness to be willing to honestly to give up Taco Bell, my higher power said, this person wants willingness, I can work with that. And I believe my higher power was waiting outside my apartment door for me to invite him in. I have had so many blessings in my life. I am so grateful for this program. I will need this program for the rest of my life, but I now have friends in my life for the first time. I call them my bridesmaids because I have 3 or 4 females that we all support one another, and I call them my bridesmaids. And I am so grateful for that. And I have other friends as well, and people who really care about me. And that's what this program has given me. And I really care about them. And I am so grateful to be a compulsive eater because that's how I got to have all of these blessings in my life. And with that, I will pass. Thank you so much.